Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Fan, Grant and Danny, welcoming you back. 3 o'clock with you until 6:30 in and around D.C. on 106.7 in Richmond. Welcome in our audience in the capital of the Commonwealth on 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM. They'll be with us for the next 3 hours. And, of course, wherever you go, take us with you all over the country, in and out of the store on radio.com, whatever you got on the docket today. Want to get into Mel Kiper Jr.'s mock draft because he went crazy. And he's got trades all over the place. He's got Mac Jones going ahead of Trey Lance. He's got the Washington football team addressing a position very few people have said that they will at number 19. We'll get into those things. Want to put a bow on what we were just talking about with Russell Wilson, though, Danny. You made a comment, and it just dawned on me that we never went back to it. So before we move on, I just wanted to hit this again. But it was actually, I don't know that you meant it as an entertaining comment, but it was funny, and it's so true. This idea that his agent, or whoever, I would imagine it's his agent, talked to Adam Schefter, saying that Wilson has not actually demanded a trade. Yeah, he cites Mark Rogers, I guess. He tells ESPN, the agent. But then he goes on to say, if he is traded, he would accept a deal to these four teams. Why even say that if he's not open to a trade? He wants to be in Seattle. He doesn't want to be traded. But if he gets traded, here are the four teams he would be traded to that he'd be open to going to. That is very odd. It's like saying, I don't drink soda. I would never drink soda. But if I did, Coca-Cola Classic, Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, and Surge. Like, that's a really, really weird thing to say right after saying he's not going to be traded. He doesn't want to be traded. Here are the four teams you could trade him to.
I'm going to be very clear with you. I am not leaving my wife. We are not separating in any way. If we did, here are the four women that I would try to pursue. If that's, I mean, that's, what?
How would that go over with the wife?
Can you imagine? We are very happy. We're pleased together. In fact, we had an argument earlier this week. That's a normal thing. We're husband and wife. We have disagreements. We have different discussions. I stormed out of a meeting where I wanted more control of the offense. We're very much in love. We're together. But here are the four places that I would try to go cohabitate with one of these four women in various places around the country. That, to me, is the weirdest part of all this. It's basically like I do this to my soon-to-be three-year-old where I go, okay, that's it. Daddy's leaving. Right when like he's just, you know, when he won't cooperate, won't do something or whatever, he won't listen to reason. He's very unreasonable, this almost 3-year-old. But I'll do the thing where I pretend to leave and I go, okay, daddy's going, bye, and then make like big steps that get quieter and quieter. That's what that is to me, where he's like, Russ is so happy here, he's so happy. But if you don't act right, I got a list of teams. You know what I mean? Like, it's lording this over Seattle. That's how I viewed it, where it's like, you best mind your P's and Q's. Otherwise, I'll take Russ to Chicago. Russ will go to Chicago, you guys.
By naming the teams.
Name the teams.
You are working against your statement that he does not want to be traded and wants to be a Seahawk, I would think. You know, he didn't say, you know, he's adamantly against the trade or he's hell-bent on staying in Seattle. He just said, as of right now, he hasn't demanded a trade. But if a trade was considered, it's just a very strange thing to tell ESPN if you're the agent. And then I can't get over the randomness of the four teams while we're discussing this little quantifier on the end of the statement. Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, and Bears. I would have thought, hey, Russell Wilson, there's four teams that he'd be interested in going to. Guess the four teams. I don't know that I would have hit any of these on the head. I mean, the Saints makes the most sense.
I would have gotten Dallas because it's always Dallas, right? People from Seattle, like Earl Thomas is like, I'm only going to go play for Dallas. I would have just guessed Dallas just because they're annoying. The other ones I wouldn't have gotten.
Dallas has the incorrect mantra of, like, America's team. And there's something to the fact that they are the most talked about on national shows, radio, television, what have you. There is still an important national significance to them. So, okay, fine. But for the sake of that, I mean, New York, major media markets. Los Angeles, anybody? This is a guy who's married to Ciara, who's become internationally known as a couple at this point, as the power couple in this country, with athlete and performer and musician. I would think he'd have aspirations in New York, L.A. I mean, I don't know where they live in the offseason, if they stay in Seattle year-round. That interests me. That's weird to me. Not the Rams, not the Chargers, not the Giants, not the Jets. And then, you know, the Saints, you get Sean Payton, you get to be the next Breeze. They win year in and year out. Okay. The Raiders, is it a Vegas thing? I mean, is it just playing with John Gruden because you liked meeting with him before some Monday Night Football games?
Vegas is a cool city. Ciara can have an in-house residency. She could do a Britney Spears.
Well, that's a good call. Perform I didn't think there. About that.
And here comes Gruden. I'm going to let Russ cook all he wants, man. Tell you what. That's, I mean, it's, again,
knock on wood if you're with me, man.
These four completely disparate things. A couple I get because you got great offensive minds. You know, you go play in New Orleans, you're the king down there. You take over for Drew Brees. Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer, pass the baton. Him and Sean Payton make beautiful music. They win 13 games and go to the Super Bowl a couple times. The Chicago one, I don't understand. I quite frankly don't get it.
Yeah, I was going to say, make the case for the Bears then. Let's figure that out.
I can't do it. It's a major city. You could get to either coast pretty easily. If you need to do that, for some reason, if Ciara's got business in New York, she can. If she needs to go to L.A., she can. There you go. There's my pitch. Chicago's in the middle. Second city.
I think Chicago's an amazing city. I love Chicago. I like eating in Chicago. I like staying in Chicago for long weekends. I think there's a ton to do. One of the cooler cities in the country. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's really a big fan of Chicago. Obviously, he played some of his college ball at Wisconsin in the Big Ten, so he spent some time in the middle of the country. Maybe he likes the cold weather. I don't know. That one doesn't make a lot of sense. Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, Bears, supposedly the four teams. Even though Russell Wilson's not being traded and doesn't want to be traded and wants to be a Seahawk, that he would be okay being traded to if that were to come about, whatever that means. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. Chris, what's up?
Chris.
Hey, you guys, I basically covered everything, and I agree with you. So I want to address something else that just happened on the show. A caller called in and referenced a previous call. Now, I know there are a lot of new clones to the Grant and Danny show that have migrated from the afternoon slot to the after, but there are three rules to the G&D program that everyone needs to understand, okay? Number one, we don't do QB wins and losses, though.
Thank
Number
you,
two,
Chris.
Danny... Danny doesn't share his fries, okay? Number two. And number three, you cannot re-rack yourself, okay? And last, I'll just say, clones, bang your monkey, a.k.a. CK, for a tour stop in 2021 post-COVID. I'm out.
Attaboy, Chris. I think those are some good rules to start with.
Yeah, we have not been roamed in some time. Like, there hasn't been much demand for just going full Rome language. And by the way, if people haven't heard Jim Rome show, that made zero sense.
Well, how many people is that? I mean, I think
87%
of people listening right now probably had a beat on what he was doing there.
If you're a sports radio listener, you have no file.
Maybe that's how you know someone's either really young, you know, new to the sports radio game.
That's right. I'll give this a try. I don't know what a clone is. I don't know he racked himself. What happened? A form of torture? What is he talking about?
That was the first time in the history of the show that a caller has called in and told us to listen to his call on the station on a previous day.
He
that had not happened
previous
yet.
Call on a previous show that was not ours.
Right. Also, which is fine. I mean, B. Mitch and Finley, big fan. They're killing it. I'm happy for those guys. We're all on the same team. We're all pulling the same rope. You could bring up the junks and those guys all you want to. I mean, go to radio.com. When we're not on, download their podcasts. Let's go. We're a team. We're re-racking our calls now? Is that what we're doing? And he said, you guys would have loved my call.
Oh, I would have?
What was it? I acted like a big kid. I have so many questions for my guy, PJ.
And then what happened?
Old Peach. Okay. I got questions. But I got questions I would like to sort out with him on social media, like Twitter or Instagram, because we can't devote more time to me just interviewing him.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I could have done a thorough investigation, gotten to the bottom of it like I'm Barbara Walters, sit down, look for tears in this interview by the time it's done to figure out about his call to Brian Mitchell yesterday. Let's go to Paulie in Norfolk. What's up, Paulie? How are you?
What's up, guys? How you doing, man?
Hey, dude.
Doing well, Paulie.
Hey, how you guys? How you doing, man? Hail to the W.
Chilling. I like that, by the way. That's the second time you've dropped that. I haven't heard anyone else saying that. And I kind of like hail to the W's. It's kind of I can ride with that.
A little bit of trademark right there for you, Paul.
Hey, I appreciate that, but I heard another caller say about 3-4 months ago when it was going through the little change and everything. And I said, no, I like that. I haven't heard him since on the radio since. So you want to give it to me, I'll take it. But I do have to give credit where credit was due.
Nah, that's Paulie's. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to start using it, and I'm going to give credit to Paulie for it.
That's a Paulie in Richmond.
I appreciate it. Norfolk. But hail to the W. Hail to the W. I'll say this about Russell Wilson, man. It's a big deal, and I kind of understand where he's coming from. I think what he's basically saying is, like, look, man, we don't want a Super Bowl together. We've lost a Super Bowl that we should have won together, but I didn't call that pass play. You know, that was out of my hands. But, you know, I've been here 9 years now. You know, am I part of the circle of trust or aren't I? And if you're not going to let me be part of the circle of trust, then you know what? I might as well go somewhere where I can be happy, because you're not going to keep treating me like I'm just one of, you know, a regular Joe. And what's ironic about that is the reports throughout the years is Russell is the one player that they treat differently from everybody else.
Right.
So
good
I'm
point.
Thinking maybe this was the first. So I'm thinking maybe this was the first year where they kind of tell Russell, you know, you're going to have to sit down and act like everybody else. And maybe he's fighting back with that. So, you know, I understand, this is the 1 year that if you're a marquee quarterback and you don't like your position on the team, or you don't like where you stand at, this is the year to ask for out, because there's a lot of teams and with a lot of assets, and there's a lot of good marquee quarterback that could possibly be on the move also. So it can happen for both sides, but I truly think that that's what it is. I think that Russell was just like, hey, I want to be in on the inner circle, and if you don't want to let me in, then let's just move on. And here's the four teams that I wouldn't mind having a problem going to, and I could just play the good soldier for you.
But, Paulie, thank you for the call. Number one, he doesn't know if he's going to get that there. How involved in picking players was Drew Brees in New Orleans? Before they made a trade, before they went up the board to take the pass rusher a couple of years ago in the draft, or you know, to go out in free agency and get Jared Cook, is he on the horn with Mickey Loomis? I've never gotten that vibe. That's not something we've heard, if that's the case. Was he excited about bringing in Taysom Hill and going to the sideline every two times a series? Bringing in Jameis Winston as his understudy? Maybe. Did he tell them, go spend money on this, go get this guy? I don't think so. Are the Saints suddenly going to play that game? Are the Bears going to let Russell Wilson run the show and run their coaching search? I mean, I do think players should be involved when you get to the level at the QB position of Watson, Wilson, Brady, Rodgers, those types of guys. Patrick Mahomes, $500 million contract. You're the face of this thing for the next 20 years. Absolutely. They should be involved. But to what extent, like, what are we talking about? That's where I would have to have a conversation with Russell Wilson. We have a little bit more detail on what Watson was annoyed by based on the reports before I could really endorse and feel like what they're saying is right, Danny. Like, if Russell Wilson just wants to be able to throw the ball more often than they do on first down, and he's annoyed with how often they run the ball, and he's annoyed with not allowing him to kind of spread his wings and take flight in that offense, perfectly understandable. That's a normal gripe, and if they're really holding on that hard to this offense, well, that's egregious and it's outrageous. But if he's Watson style, like mad because he wants input on a GM or a head coach, I just don't have as much animosity toward the team on that. I think that's a slippery slope to give a player that type of input. And it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be asked, But you can't just do whatever they want. Like, Watson was supposedly annoyed because they asked him, and then they didn't do what he said. Have you been around at all? You don't always get everything that you're asking for in that regard.
So it's an interesting distinction because, again, it's a reasonable person could look at these sorts of situations and go, well, you allow the quarterback to have input over what plays are called. You allow him to have input over, you know, personnel groupings and down and distance and the scouting reports and, you know, what plays he's comfortable with, et cetera. Wouldn't it stand to reason he could have input in other places? Right? Like, somebody could look at that and interpret it that way. But you and I both go, wait, not so fast. That's a slippery slope. And I'm with you. I'm trying to think of it from the full 360, right? Because if you start going, I like that tight end, but not that tight end, or I met him at the Pro Bowl, he was a jerk, or you know, this guy and I have the same agent, you should go sign him. You get into a territory that's probably not best served for these teams that are trying to win football games. Now, I know that folks who are, you know, overwhelmingly pro player, and you and I are I think, would side generally as pro player, but for folks that want constant free agency, one player doesn't have to live up to any contract and could just kind of go wherever he wants, sort of maybe to the detriment of the game, might say, well, yeah, they should have that kind of autonomy. They're putting their bodies on the line. They're the captains. There are so few of them. Exercise all the power that you got. It's just an interesting, as you said, slippery slope definitely applies when it comes to this, right? Because as a team, like, I understand you're lucky as hell that you've got a Russell Wilson and you have a chance to be good as long as you have him. If you don't, you're back to what you were before, which is Pete Carroll overclapping for a 6-10 team, right? That's awesome. He's just chewing gum really hard. He chews more pieces of gum than he's going to have wins over the course of a game. That ain't cool. You got Russell Wilson, so you got a chance. You got to cater to him a bit, but you do have to have him with the same degree of buy-in that got you to be really good.
There's also something we said. This isn't just about money, but if a team has invested in you and kind of made you the face of everything and pays you correctly for that, then I'm not going to feel as bad for you as well. Like, when running backs are being chewed up and spit out and used basically by the team for 3 years until their rookie contract is up and they hold out, or a guy like Dalvin Cook is saying, wait a second, you can't run me into a wall 30 times a game because I'm one of the best players in the league and not pay me correctly. Like, I'm team Dalvin Cook through and through on that. You sit out and you wait for that phone call and you don't keep ramming your body into that wall. But in the case of Wilson, when your face is on every billboard in Seattle and your face is on every sign on the side of the stadium and everything that organization does in the community starts with you, and you're being paid close to $40 million against the cap at the apex of your contract, it's not like they're not taking care of you. So, yeah, let's find some common ground. Let's meet in the middle here. But I don't think it's all that bad in terms of the treatment of Russell Wilson from the Seahawks. It hasn't felt that way. But, again, I would love to get to the bottom of it and ask him some questions to see where he's coming from. And until that, I just got to assume that what I'm hearing is correct, which is he's mad that he gets hit too much. A lot of the hits are on him. He's mad the offensive line isn't good enough. That's true. The offensive line's not great. You want us to trade DK Metcalf for Tyler Lockett? We can get you some line help. You want me to trade Bobby Wagner? I can get you some line help.
You want to win 40-39? You want to do that?
Right. Yeah. How do you want to do this, I guess, is the question. All right, let's get to that Kiper mock, who he had Washington taking at 19. But also, he had four QBs off the board early in the top 10, and he has Mac Jones going ahead of Trey Lance. Pretty crazy new mock draft from Kiper. That's next on G&D.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Grant and Danny, you are locked into the Fan. In case you're curious, black long sleeve shirt, like a t-shirt material, very light, but long sleeve. No name brand, this is like just cotton. I don't even, probably came in a pack of like six for $4. With some Under Armour gray sweatpants and my white Velcro shoes that Danny loves so much. My wife gave me them as a joke for our anniversary, didn't think I would ever wear them. They haven't come off my feet, my friend.
The joke's on her. Now you have a guy wearing his white Velcro shoes around the house. I love it. I don't know what to call them. I call them wind pants.
Windbreakers?
You know the thing I'm talking about? No, but they're pantaloons. It's that super light material that, if you're not careful, makes a swishing sound.
Yeah, it's windbreakers.
On pants? I thought that a windbreaker was just a top.
It was like a windbreaker pant. That's what I thought.
Yeah, so I've always called them wind pants, and there have been times where people are like, what are you saying? Are you saying like win, like victory pants? I'm like, no. Although I feel nice in them, it's not necessarily a win. I don't know how to – track pants maybe? I don't know what you call these things. But I liked them. It's warm enough outside that I can wear these and not feel too cold. You can't do it in a normal winter situation. It's just too cold on your little legs. But it feels perfectly nice outside in the sun. So I was wearing those. And then just a standard issue long sleeve white Under Armour top.
A quick Google for windbreaker pants nets me some available windbreaker pants on Amazon. So maybe we can go with that.
I'm going to look at that, yeah.
And you love those. So you could probably buy yourself a cart full of them so that people can hear you coming around the corner as you walk much faster than you need to. Did you see Mel Kiper's new mock draft?
Oh, I did. Mel Kiper got weird, and it's fun.
Mel Kiper, I don't know. I don't know what his goal was here. I don't know if he's looking to move the needle, trying to get some people to pay attention, if he actually thinks this is what's going to happen. He's got trades all over the joint. So here is the top of his mock draft board that he put out today. Our double play, by the way, coming up at 3:45 and our Beltway Blitz at 4 here on Grant and Danny. So number one pick, Trevor Lawrence. He's got the Jags taking Lawrence out of Clemson. No surprise. That seems like it is going to be a foregone conclusion before the draft ever starts. Number two, that pick belongs to the New York Jets, but he has the Falcons moving up to number two to get the pick from the Jets so that they could then take Zach Wilson, the quarterback, out of Brigham Young. Says that the Falcons' chance to reboot is now. Matt Ryan has started 205 games for the franchise since he was drafted third overall in 2008, but he is 36 years old in May, so he thinks trading up for Wilson to get them their future quarterback makes sense. So Falcons take Zach Wilson at number two, and the Jets move back. At number three, the Dolphins, who have that pick via the Houston Texans already, would not take a quarterback, but would take Devontae Smith, the wide receiver from Alabama, who just won the Heisman Trophy. You got Tua Tagovailoa coming off of a rookie season where he threw for 1,500 yards and 18 touchdowns. And Kiper says at three, the Dolphins stick with Tua and take another Alabama player, his former teammate Devontae Smith, which I don't have a problem with necessarily. A lot of people go crazy when they see mocks where the Dolphins don't take a QB. I probably would, Danny, but if they decide internally that they want to run it back with Tua and give him another shot and surround him with some elite weapons and take a couple wide receivers, okay, cool. Give him a shot. Give him a chance. Yeah, see what you can do with better weaponry.
It's not the craziest thing in the world. It really isn't. Now, again, he didn't impress, I would say, being kind, in the first year. How much of that was coming off of surgery, not having a normal offseason, not having a normal run-up, not, you know, sort of normal rookie adjustments? Because what Justin Herbert did ruined our eye line for everybody, right? That's not typical. A guy didn't come in, find out he's going to start 7 seconds before against the defending champions, go out and ball out and set every rookie record. That's atypical. What is more typical is you spoon feed somebody, right? That's what, you know, they did with Tua. And there were some couple nice moments, but for the most part, it didn't inspire that much confidence. If they think, no, there's more there as he gets further away from that hip surgery and rehabs, and we think there's more playmaking and he'll have more zip on his fastball, it's not the craziest thing in the world that they wouldn't go quarterback.
And it's not just Herbert that makes Tua look worse. Burrow was awesome.
Burrow, sure.
Obviously, he went 1-1. Love didn't play. Fromm didn't play. Just thinking about last year's class. Eason didn't play. Jalen Hurts, obviously, getting taken in the second round. Look, some good, some bad, but he made enough plays, I would say. He was every bit as good as Tua. His highs were higher than Tua's, and that's not even that close. I mean, he was a second-round pick. So there's a lot of reason to be concerned, nervous, worried if you're a Dolphins fan about Tua. But it is a minimal sample size, and I am with you on the injury. It's hard to imagine that he was all the way back after missing so much of the offseason. So maybe they give him a little bit more of a leash than they would a traditional rookie quarterback. At number four, where the Jets pick, he's got them taking Kyle Pitts, the tight end out of Florida. Now, remember, the Jets were supposed to have the second pick. They trade back in this mock that Kiper's doing, flip-flopping with the Falcons. Pitts is going to be maybe the best tight end in the league in 3 or 4 seasons. I mean, he is a plug-and-play, immediate impact offensive weapon, plus-sized wide receiver, essentially, who's going to be uncoverable. Like, I made the case earlier in the week, I think it was, that I think he's a gold jacket-type player in the draft. I really believe he's got that type of potential from just a sheer skill set and speed standpoint at 6'6", at 23 years old. Having said all that, the Jets stick with Sam Darnold and take Kyle Pitts.
Can you imagine?
What if the Jets, picking in the top five with Justin Fields available and Trey Lance available, and even trading back if they wanted to get
and Zach Wilson available where they're picking.
He's going second to the Falcons.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They come out of this draft where they have the number two pick.
Oh,
I
see.
And they could have taken Zach Wilson.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying now. But in this case, he's already gone. Like, they're on the clock, no Wilson.
Right.
And Kiper's saying they pass up on Fields, they pass up on Lance, they pass up on moving back for Jones, and they take, I hate to say, a tight end, because Kyle Pitts is not just a tight end. I don't know, that seems nuts to me. I mean, Jets fans would be irate, I would think.
You want to talk about a pick that's going to irritate a fan base? Boom, there it is, number four. Jets trade out for a quarterback, stay with Darnold, take Kyle Pitts, boom. I mean, that would be amazing. First of all, it would be great theater. Second of all, I think I've got this right. I was trying to look this up. I believe a tight end has never gone top four. Now, some people treat Pitts as a big receiver, a hybrid, something like that. They just say he's a unique offensive weapon and he's great at catching the football and no one can cover him. So call him what you want. You know, it's kind of like a Marcus Colston kind of a situation, except, you know, available in the first half of the first round. But I mean, listen, this is just somebody's throwing something at the wall, looking for clicks, and that's fine. It's what we're doing this time of year. But can you imagine if that happened? If they were just like, no, we're just going to keep running it back. Everything we've been doing is fine. We got this. We're going to trade out of that number two pick. And if you got a haul for it, okay, maybe I could sort of see it because you liked, for the sake of argument, you like Fields as much as Wilson. You know you can get Fields at four and end up with, like, you know, first-round picks and second-round picks galore just for moving back two spots. All right, that's not the craziest thing in the world. But then if they went tight end, and again, I think this kid's stud. I'm with you. I would love him to somehow be at 19. Impossible. Won't happen. But whatever. Can you imagine how much fun that would be? The melting?
Oh, it'd be incredible. Tight end has become way more important than it used to be, and he's just so special that I really believe the end of the draft's first round when the night ends, you look at the picks. I mean, whoever took him wherever they took him, I'll be as confident about that pick turning out for that team as anybody. But you can say that and also still say you can't avoid the quarterback position to do it and feel like you won if you're the Jets. The Eagles at number six take a wide receiver. I have anxiety and nerves already about them being able to get Ja'Marr Chase from LSU. He's My concern is that he ends up being Justin Jefferson-like in the NFC East, the rookie who just had the best season ever by a rookie wideout for the Minnesota Vikings. So that's who Kuiper has going to them at six. And just in case you're curious, the other quarterbacks in the top ten, he has San Francisco trading up to number seven with the Lions to take Justin Fields so they get their guy. And then at eight, Carolina stays put and takes Mac Jones. What's amazing about that, those four quarterbacks going in the top eight picks, is that at that point, Mac Jones, who a lot of people feel like is a fringe first-rounder, like back end of the first-round talent, everyone assumes he's going to go somewhere in the 14 to 20 range now. He's got him going at eight to Carolina, and all four of those first-rounders are off the board. So if you're Washington, you're 11 picks away, and there still aren't any more quarterbacks because Trey Lance goes number nine to the New England Patriots who trade up. So bing, bam, boom there. Fields, Jones, Trey Lance, 7, 8, 9. And he's got Mac Jones going ahead of Lance from North Dakota State. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are nuts about that. But the quarterbacks flying off the board well before 19 part, I don't think is insane. I don't. And now I've been burned on this for a couple years in a row where I keep saying I think there are going to be, you know, three, four, five quarterbacks going in the first round because people can't keep it in their pants when it comes to quarterback. And to be honest with you, it hasn't really played out that way for a couple straight seasons. I think maybe this year I'm gonna dare poke my head out again at the risk of getting smacked with the newspaper on the nose and say that I think we're going to have a significant haul of quarterbacks in the first half of the first round. I think within the first 16 to 17 picks, I think you're going to get at least four off the board.
I agree with that. I think that's a lock, to be honest. I mean, the question is, do a total of five go in the first round if you're including Lance and Jones? Because you're going to get Lawrence and Wilson in the top three. Fields is going in the top 10. I think Lance goes ahead of Jones. I think Kuiper's crazy if he thinks Mac Jones goes before Trey Lance. But, yeah, all those guys are going, I think, before Washington picks at 19. If they want one of them, they're going to have to move up. You want Wilson, you're going to have to move way up. You want Lance, you're going to have to probably move up four or five picks, something like that. Here's what he had Washington doing at 19, though. Christian Darrisaw, who is the offensive tackle locally here, a lot of fans care about, from Virginia Tech. He says, what's Washington to do at quarterback? I don't have one on the board this late with a round one grade. If we assume Washington will figure that out before the draft, free agency starts in less than 3 weeks, that makes this pick easier. He says, this team already has a young, talented defense, but it could address the offensive line, particularly if Brandon Scherff leaves next month. Darrisaw had a fantastic season, excelling as both a run and a pass blocker. He could play either tackle spot in a rare deep tackle class. Washington could get a day one starter. So then you'd have your left tackle. You'd have Christian Darrisaw opposite Morgan Moses. I don't know that they're going to prioritize left tackle that way. I guess free agency will answer that question for us if we feel like they added a starter or not by then. But if you lose Scherff, then the O-line needs to be addressed. If you pay Scherff, you might be able to just get by at left tackle like you did last year with Cornelius Lucas. If he walks, PFF said they were the number six O-line in the league last year. You lose a first-team All-Pro on the inside. You've got Moses coming off of a strong year, but who's always banged up at right tackle. And then you're building things around Chase Roullier at center and Wes Schweitzer at left guard. Then you probably need to go get a really good left tackle. So I could see that pick if Scherff walks specifically.
Even if he doesn't, you need spots of upgrade, right? Where are you best served? In other words, the free agent tackle market, at least right now, doesn't look great. Now, there may be some cap casualties and guys cut that could still play and can ultimately help you, but the best free agent tackle might be Trent Williams, and there's some water under the bridge there you may be familiar with if you're a Washington football team fan. So I wouldn't hate it with or without Scherff, because I think you know, we sort of use some of the, and I'm talking about me personally here. We use some of these metrics and ratings from things like PFF and otherwise when they suit us, and then when they don't, I kind of dismiss it. So I'm fully guilty of being a hypocrite here. I just don't buy that they were the sixth best offensive line. I think it ended up they didn't allow that many pressures because everything was a dump off within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage and everything was quick, et cetera. I think they were limited. I don't think they could call downfield stuff by two reasons or three reasons. One, not that many wide receivers that were worth the damn getting down the field besides McLaurin. Two, their quarterbacks. And three, I think they didn't want to expose the offensive line to lengthy pass plays, to long setup things. They could use an upgrade there in my mind. There's a reason those, you know, journeyman swing tackles are just that. So I don't think that would be a limited necessarily to Scherff going. But at that point at 19, it's very dependent. You know, if is the third best tackle on the board, for the sake of argument, a better value than the fifth wide receiver? Depends on the year and depends on the circumstance.
Depends on what they do in free agency, clearly. I would love to add a linebacker or a wide receiver more than a left tackle in the first round, though, just based on current need and how badly they need upgrades and weapons at those positions. Double Play is next. I want to talk about annoying habits that roommates have. G&D on the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right now it's time for our Double Play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
Sacramento, California, a Catholic school, Catholic elementary school, expelled three students, not because of what they did, because of what the mom was doing. So this is the from, I believe, CBS Sacramento, CBS 13 in Sacramento. A Sacramento mom says her three young kids were expelled from a Catholic school because she sells sexy videos online. The principal at Sacramento Sacred Heart Parish School says the family is no longer welcome, and they can't even pick up their things that were left over in class. Crystal Jackson, the mom in question, says she and her husband take her, quote, hot mom persona and turn it into profit. Started with a post on Reddit as a way to spice up her relationship with her husband, Chris, and someone was like, why don't you just start an OnlyFans? Crystal Jackson said, we're like, what is that? Now, more than a year later, she's known as, I'm not going to say the name, so people can find this on their own, as blank online, and is making up to, get this, $150,000 a month selling access to photos and videos on her OnlyFans account. Some of those include nudity, et cetera, et cetera. So the school finds out about this. How did they find out? They found out by a few nosy moms who went and saw this, I guess, and found these pictures or whatever online, like downloaded them, sealed them in an envelope, and sent them to the school. And they got these kids kicked out of the school because of what the mom was doing. That is the Double Play story that I have for you. Couple things on this, if I may, editorialize for a moment. Some people might get mad at the Catholic school. I don't. There are rules of engagement there. You've got to, you know, if you want to be part of the community, you got to do what they say. Some of those things might be
a little bit silly to some. It's a private school. They've got probably a code of conduct and an ethical collection of things that you've got to satisfy. And if you can't, they're allowed to tell you that you can't keep coming. It's not a public school.
Right, so I don't know if they specifically spell out "thou shalt not have an OnlyFans account" in their bylaws for this older place, but you know, sort of that's that. They're well within their rights. To me, the villains here are these moms that narked out this woman who's trying to work a side hustle at a time where everybody else is. I find that really irritating that they were so fatutzed by this that they, you know, went internet detective and sleuthed and
the story does confirm that, Danny. That's not your guess that that's how they found out. It says that the school found out because other parents, other moms, went to the school and said she was doing this?
That is what happened, yes.
Whew. Yeah, First of all, I just wish people didn't care so much about other people's business. That would really go a long way towards solving a lot of problems that we have in general. Mm-hmm. If people just worried about themselves and didn't worry about other people. How old are the kids?
Doesn't say specifically. It was trying to make it not about the kids as much, you know, but they're elementary school kids.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, that is uncomfortable for them, I will also say.
Can you imagine the teasing at recess if that gets out?
That choice from the mom was not – she's not thinking about the kids very much. Not that she's necessarily doing anything wrong as an adult woman and a female.
Sure. Yeah,
but
their version
that's
tough of Scott Farkas on the playground, like chewing gum, like, guess what I saw the other day? Like, oh, you know, that's probably really fun for the 6-year-old.
Why is one of the kids Bill Burr all angry Bill Burr?
Hey, you're not going to believe what I saw. I'm on the internet there, and I saw, my God. I'm sure Bill Burr's the elementary school kid. The elementary school bullies Bill Burr for some reason.
Can you imagine? First of all, seeing that and caring enough that you have to get these kids expelled from the school. What are you doing?
At one point, I know, this is the line that really gets me.
If it bothers you that much, and I can understand, potentially, like, depending on the values of the family or whatever, you think, oh, this is terrible. If you want to talk to the person or confront them, which, again, in a million years you couldn't pay me enough to do, that to me is still annoying, but maybe go that route. The idea that you're going to go to the school and try to separate your kids from her kids so that they never have to potentially interact with those folks because of what the mom's doing? I'm with you. I got nothing for those parents.
Here's
that are
line.
Doing that.
At one point, the group sent anonymous envelopes, including her explicit content, to the diocese and school principal. Congratulations. You got what you wanted.
So the kids now have to go somewhere else, make new friends, meet new people, start a school year elsewhere, probably behind and playing catch up. Good for you, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I saw that story, though, and my first question was, I wonder how old those kids are.
Uh-huh.
I hope they're young enough that it doesn't all make sense to them. That was my concern and my hope. I hope
that
they're
young. Are they self-aware here?
You know, right. If you're still like a toddler and you don't know what's what and how this is all working, I feel a little bit less concerned for the kids because that's a tough road they're going to be walking, my friend.
Mom, why do I have to go to bed now? Shut up. Mommy's working a side hustle.
That is, I guess you say, hey, did you like the car Mom bought you? You know what I mean? Did you like the jacket that you got for Christmas?
$150,000 a month, by the way. Tip of the cap.
Per month.
One month is making a million bucks. Yeah.
North
of a million on the side hustle. I don't know if that's her main job or what. But she's doing
it. It is now. You're making $1 million doing that. Make that your full-time hustle. Do it more often, potentially. Get more money, I guess. Grant and Danny on the Fan, the Beltway Blitz is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.